Good morning. Thank you for joining me Beyond the Divide. I want to know if you have ever stared at a mountain and just felt it staring back at you. Not with eyes, but with possibility. Today, we are going to climb that mountain together. So stick with me. We're going to talk about goals, affirmations, and the power to become. So let's go.
Rise above, we're breaking through. No more lies, just me and you. Hearts aligned, we'll find the way. Together, we'll seize the day. Beyond the divide. And true to the fight is won. From the shadows to the light, we strive. United, we thrive. Beyond the divide.
All right, y'all. This is the science of I am. First, let's talk brain chemistry. In 2005, Dr. Aaliyah Crum at Stanford ran an experiment with hotel housekeepers. So she splits them into two groups, and she tells group A that their work doesn't count as exercise. And she tells group B that their daily cleaning work was actually a workout, and they burned 300 calories an hour. So they do the same job, they put in the same effort, and 4 weeks later, group B had lost weight, lowered blood pressure, and dropped body fat without changing anything except their belief that what they were doing was making a difference. That is the placebo effect on steroids. Your brain rewires your body because you declared a new identity. In Dr. Carol Dweck's growth mindset research at Columbia, it shows that people who affirm I am becoming versus I am fixed literally grow denser neural pathways in the prefrontal cortex. That's like the CEO portion of your brain. And by declaring that I am becoming, you are strengthening that CEO. And scripture tells us the same thing. In Proverbs 23, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Not so does he feel, so is he. Your self-talk isn't cheerleading, it's architecture. And goals aren't wishes, they're prophecies that you engineer in your life. So let me give you the unbreakable blueprint. These are three non-negotiables. Specificity. I will always beat I wish. Habakkuk chapter 2 tells us write the vision, make it plain on tablets so he may run who reads it. And science backs this up. Dominican University studies people who wrote goals and shared them with a friend were 76% more likely to actually achieve them. Second one is identity affirmation. Speak in the present tense as if it's already done. In Mark chapter 11, Jesus tells us, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. So this is like past tense faith. Believe that you have received it. And then there's the micro wins, the dopamine loops. Dr. BJ Fogg's Tiny Habits talks about celebrate flossing one tooth because your momentum compounds. Okay, I want you guys to write this down in your journal. By December 31st, 2026, I am blank, who blank, because I blank. So, for example, by December 31st, 2026, I am a published author who has sold over 10,000 copies Because I write 300 words every morning before coffee. Say it out loud. If it feels weird to do that, that's good because growth lives in the cringe moments. I want to tell you guys about the prisoner who painted freedom. July 1964 on Robben Island, the lime quarry blinds him with white fire. Prisoner 46664, Nelson Mandela, squints through dust that eats his eyes. 27 years stretch ahead like a death sentence, but every night, in a cell the size of a parking space, he does something insane. He affirms. He whispers to the concrete, "I am the first democratically elected president of a free South Africa." Not, "I will be," "I am." He writes it on cigarette paper. He hides it in his shoe. The guards find it and they laugh. He writes it again. Fast forward to 1990. The gates open. He walks out, upright, unbroken. In 1994, he raises his hand on the Union Building's balcony. The same words he whispered in the darkness now echo across a nation. Mandela combined goal specificity, end apartheid, one person, one vote. And he combined that with identity affirmation, "I am the president." So he had a goal and he told himself that he was the end result of that goal. And it affirmed the identity to his brain, which rewired his brain and allowed him positive affirmation to become the president. He also taught illiterate prisoners to read one page every single day so that when they were released from prison, they would be better off. They would be smarter. They would be more influential in society. They would be able to vote. Science confirms that long-term prisoners who journal their future identities show 40% lower recidivism. Mandela didn't just survive prison, he rehearsed freedom until the universe had no choice but to catch up with him. Jump to the Valley of Elah in 1010 BC, the teenage shepherd who spoke to giants. The Philistine giant Goliath stands 9 feet tall, bronze greaves flashing like the sun. His spearhead alone weighs 15 pounds. Israel's army cowers for 40 days. Enter David, 17, smells like sheep and dust, no armor, just 5 smooth stones and one sentence. He doesn't say, "I hope I win." Samuel 17 declares, "I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand." Notice the tense that he uses, will. Future certainty is spoken as present fact. And then his micro win. He practiced on lions and bears in the wilderness, and each kill was a dopamine deposit in the I Slay Giants account. Goliath laughs. David runs. Runs all get out toward the giant. One stone, one affirmation, one forehead, one future king. The giant fell not because of the stone. He fell because the shepherd boy believed the ending before the beginning. Set a goal. Believe in the end result of that goal the whole time before you even start working on it, because that puts your brain into the mindset that you are going to achieve this goal. So many of us set New Year's resolutions that we have abandoned by the 1st of March because we're not visualizing and mentally affirming the outcome of the goal while we are trying to accomplish it. So here's your assignment. 7 days, non-negotiable days, okay? Day one, write your unbreakable blueprint. Day two, record it in your own voice as a phone memo. Day three, listen and repeat aloud every morning before you get on your phone or your social media or, whatever it is. Number four, anchor it with a micro win. Okay, write 300 words, do 10 push-ups, write one cold email, whatever it is. Celebrate like a lunatic. Fist pump, happy dance, text a friend that you did it, and then do it again. Science tells us it takes 66 days to build a habit, but 7 days of identity immersion rewires re your reticular activating system, and you will see opportunities that you have been blind to. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Repeat after me out loud. I am becoming the version of me that future generations will thank. Every word I speak, every step I take is brick and mortar in that legacy. The mountain sees me coming and it is already moving. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. Your job is to start speaking like it's already finished. Get out there, guys. Set those goals. Rewire your brain with positive affirmation. Don't be afraid to reach for the stars. It's hard, but you can do it. Have a great day. Thanks so much for joining me.